a new world order.
In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
A new world order.
It's good to be back at the Council on Foreign Relations. As Pete mentioned, I've been a member for a long time and was actually a director for some period of time. I never mentioned that when I was campaigning for re-election back home in Wyoming.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In a land of injustice and tyranny, the story is told of a writer proclaiming freedom and the principles of liberty of those who came before him, carrying a torch that burns like the human spirit. He rides only at night. Out of the mist comes the Midnight Rider.
Two underway here on the Midnight Rider. It's you rant, I rant, we all rant night. You get something on your chest you want to get off, let's get it on. 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. You get 3 minutes. If you're good at it, you get an additional two. And so join in. The things are just so twisted, so wrong. Don't make any sense. It's like Bob said, he never thought in his lifetime he would see something like this. And I'm going to say, I'm the same way. You know, and to feel duped, like this, that everything you were taught to believe about how the government works, you find out that it doesn't. But yet the founding documents say this is how you're supposed to operate, and yet these people go totally far afield of what the Constitution says, and that everybody expects it. I mean, the conversations I've had with people that demand national health care. It's not your neighbor's job. Or if you're sitting in California, it's not the person in Connecticut's job to pay for your prescriptions. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. If you weren't being robbed of 40 to 50% of your income, you'd have the money to pay for these things. Everybody's standard of living would raise immediately. They say a dollar in a local economy turns over 11 times. Imagine what would happen to towns and cities that they could see a 40% increase in spending by its populace. Imagine no more need for bond issues, that your the potholes get filled, because you're going to have your local and city and state sales taxes. Imagine all that. And what you're going to be able to do, what you would be able to do with an extra 40%. All right, we got Jesse in Montana lined up and Farrell in Texas. We'll come back after the break, talk with them. I'm ready. This is the Midnight Rider. Back in just a second.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
The Perkylite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Perkylite, with its exclusive black Perky filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Perkylite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Perkylite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear, and here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new, alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for this sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
Here on the Midnight Rider. Yeah. Thursday night, the 15th of November, 2007. It's you rant, I rant, we all rant tonight. Jesse in Montana, you're up next. Welcome aboard to the Midnight Rider.
God bless you, my patriot brother. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Good. How's your family?
Everybody's good. Legs glad. Doing good. Everybody's happy.
Glad to hear it. Catherine and I were sitting here listening to you, and I said, you know, why get mad? Let's get even. You know, obviously, they see it as a great affront that we have the Liberty Dollars out here among the people. They want to take them away from us.
Well, and the greater affront to them is that we actually want to think for ourselves.
Well, let's do a little more of that right now.
Let's do, shall we?
How about two things? You know, they think they did this in secret. That's the stupidest thought they could have. The Liberty Dollar people are all networked. Everybody is networked that deals with them.
Right.
They all know they just got screwed.
Yeah.
Well, why not do something to retaliate peacefully, lawfully? People that are holding these Liberty Dollars, Go and sell some at your local coin dealer. They're silver. They have real value.
Right.
Contribute the money to Ron Paul.
There you go. That's a good idea.
And,
it's a darn good idea.
You know, they thought the 5th of November was big when we gave him 4.2. That was a flex of the little finger of the American people.
I agree.
Imagine what a fist in the mouth would be.
December 16th.
Yeah. And those who don't have Liberty Dollars, go buy some.
Yeah, I think there's a few places you can still get some.
Oh, the local sources are still got their inventory. Yeah. Right. They're all over the country. They couldn't possibly get them all.
No.
Go get some from them. And while you're at it, send some money to Ron Paul.
Here you go.
The two biggest nightmares they could have. Ron Paul with more money scares them to death.
Oh, I know. I know. He's the monkey wrench in all of this. Their little plan was laid out perfectly for Hillary to assume the throne, and Ron Paul is the monkey wrench in all of it.
That's right. And what better way to retaliate for this kind of thing than to give him enough money to win?
Well, I'm all for that. I agree. I mean, and he needs it. I mean, it would be great to see him running around with 30 or 40 million bucks in the coffers to say, okay, somebody's doing an ad buy here, we'll double it.
Yeah, they want to think that we're all terrorists and tinfoil hat wearers. Well, let them think that.
Tell them to buy stock and rentals.
Yeah.
Tell them to buy stock and rentals because we're about to make a lot more.
That's right. If they think that they didn't like this, wait till they see what's coming next.
Exactly. Exactly. Jesse, great, great, great points. Good call. Thanks for being on the program. I appreciate
right.
it as always. Farrell in Texas, welcome to the Midnight Rider. You are on.
Yes. Well, hey, you know, the previous caller, he brought up an excellent point. This is fantastic advertisement for the Liberty Dollar.
It most certainly is.
And it most definitely, you know, it does reassert the fact that, you know, these guys, they do not want any way for us Americans to be able and have our own means of barter once they try to trash this fraudulent currency that they forced us under to begin with.
Right.
You know, and, I mean, shoot, you know, the gold standard's been the standard for the last, since Nebuchadnezzar or whatever, you know, he basically declared it amongst all of the global traders and stuff. When he built that gold pyramid and everything, had everybody bow down to it,
right.
or the, you know, a monument, kind of like the Washington Monument, so to speak.
Right.
But anyway, let's see. So, well, actually, the point that I was trying to make, anyway, I wanted to make when I first called was, you know, this is a war. You know, they are shooting us, killing us, stealing us. They are kidnapping us. They're trying to defraud us, fabricate crimes that they pin on us and everything. You know, I mean, they are executing a full-fledged war against us. And it's only a matter of time before it becomes so common in everybody's neighborhood that nobody will be able to ignore it.
Right.
And when it gets to that point, then we as responsible citizens will be required to defend the innocent and reciprocate this warfare back to them.
Yeah.
That's their nature. They cannot prevent themselves from forcing us into it. You see, they think because someone declares something, it is law. Okay? Law derives itself from the principles of justice, mercy, good faith. And just because they get a bunch of people in robes or elected officials that they fraudulently place in office on our behalf, our supposed behalf and stuff, and then pass a bunch of traditions that they then declare to be laws that violate the very principles from which law derives its authority? No, they're just pretenses for criminal activity.
Sure.
And once the the majority of people around the world see that, that these are not laws, even in the shadiest sense. They're just pretenses for criminal activity. Once that becomes clear, then everybody around the world will see criminal activity for what it is, and they will not hesitate to respond against it for what it is.
Right. It takes that initial spark.
You got it. Well, you see, people have got to get out of the brainwashing. You've got to clear their heads, get away from all of that. Say, no, these guys are supposed to be upholding the law. So I'm not going to stand up against them. I'll let them rape, plunder, pillage, murder, kill, steal, defraud, and everything like that, because they're doing it for the sake of the law. You know?
Of the jungle.
That's it. That is evolution. Now, with sentient beings, actually, even in nature, the creatures that aren't sentient, you see, the basic laws of society are justice, mercy, good faith. I mean, that's
right.
What makes herds, packs, everything. But when it becomes to the point of sentient beings, you know, like us humans, we can imagine, we can create, you know, we can, you know, do everything that it takes to build a civilization. When you have someone that is sneaking around in that civilization with the value system of a predator, and in their own very own mind, they think that they are smarter than everybody else because they are living by this predatorial mindset. They think that, wow, I can pull a con over on somebody, or it is my duty to pull a con on someone to teach them not to be so vulnerable. You know, things
right.
like that. That's how these guys think. That's how they justify themselves. Now, I'm talking about the small-time ones. You know, not the mega-death predators. but anyway, no, I don't know. There's a lot more we can go into on this. I mean, this is just cracking the ice of this. But it's an entire mindset, and it is an evolution that humanity, that civilization, you know, that the social mindset has to go through and realize before
yeah.
we can rise to the civilization that we are intended to rise to.
Right, because man goes no further, Farrell, until we stop this lust for power and this mm-hmm. desire in people to harm others.
We must chain our demons before we can rise to the stars, lest we pollute the heavens.
Right.
And that's what this is all about, an evolution of humanity and civilization. These predators, before they will allow us to remove their power from them, they will do everything to destroy us, the whole earth, and even themselves to keep us from keeping them from that goal.
Yeah, don't ever let the ants know that there are more of them than there are of us.
But, you know, but that is, we really, really do have a very bloody future in front of us. Because that's the reality of what we have to face.
Yeah, I agree
really
with you, Farrell. I appreciate the call.
You get,
good point.
Okay, run with it.
Bye. All right, you have a good night. You know, I've been talking a lot about this perceived reality that they put out to us. And it constantly changes, and you have perceived realities woven within other perceived realities to create this big, essentially a matrix of separate little realities that intertwine and interweave and all that, and people just buy it because that's what they're told. And you want to believe what you hear, and you want to believe what you read, again, based on prior conditioning that says these people are honest. And then they've got ethics and are prepared to stand and fight the good fight, when in fact their idea of fighting the good fight is one more zero, please. Thank you. Yeah, I like that on the there you go. One more zero. You got it. Back in a minute. We've got John in New York waiting in the wings. If you'd like to join us, the number is 800-313-9443. It's 800-313-9443. 9443. It's You Rant, I Rant, We All Rant tonight right here on the Midnight Rider.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
It is through the use of ritual that evil gets power. What do you think those people do at Bohemian Grove? It is ritual. They gather and perform ritual with evil intent. The more vile the ritual, the greater the evil that comes from it. This is done to spread their evil influence and control over our lives. Legend has it that the Knights Templar found the Holy Grail, and it was this that made them so powerful. Can we really believe they found the Holy Grail in their dig at the Temple of Solomon? What they most likely found was the occult knowledge of the greatest magician of all, Solomon. This is what turned the Templars from monks into masons. We, ordinary people, can use these same principles and empower ourselves to obtain protection and favors. The Bible is loaded with examples of how ritual was used by prophet and angel. Ritual prayer is an effective way of getting results. We can use it to bring positive results to one's family, community, and even nation. For more information and ordering on the book, The Power of Ritual Prayer, go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner. Call 215-500-2972.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest-to-operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
If you want to join us here on the program tonight on the Midnight Rider. Glad you're with us. My name is Mike Chambers on this Thursday night. It's You Rant, I Rant, We All Rant night here on the program. Glad you're with us and want to say hello to everybody listening as we simulcast on TruthNet Radio and to everybody listening on KU Satellite as well. That satellite sitting 22,500 miles in geosynchronous orbit above the surface of the Earth, beaming down the message of liberty, freedom, and truth. Very, very cool. I like it. And again, howdy to everybody listening on low-power FMs and the micro guys who operate them. Speaking of micro guys, let's go to John in New York. John, welcome to the program. You're on.
Great. Everybody, I don't know if everybody knows it, but Monday is National Ammo Day. They're suggesting that every patriot buy 100 rounds of ammunition at the store to send a message. And particularly the ammo that you want to buy is the longest range stuff, the 30-06, the 308, the 7.62x39, the 9mm, and the 45, basically military brass. The 223, if you have to buy it, if you have a weapon of that. But if you don't have a weapon, go out and buy the 30-06 or 308 and send a message and put it on your shelf. It won't go anywhere. As a matter of fact, it will go up in value as the rounds get more and more rare because of all the FEMA buying up the rounds. But the more you buy, the better the message will send. The other thing is, since we're taking Liberty dollars, let's go out and buy some Liberty tools. Look through the classifieds and buy some weapons there to protect yourself to hunt with when the time comes to go hunting. Everybody has two, seems like it comes down to two choices, good or evil, or fight or fight. And if you don't know if you're in a war, you're worse off if you don't know you're fighting. So the thing is, you have to decide whether you're going to fight or be a victim, a camp victim. Right now, there's no real war going on because it doesn't seem to be an exchange of bullets or anything like that. But everybody has to be an army of one. And you have to 10 times your effort. Everybody should be out there leafleting your neighborhood at night. If there's a micro in your area, leaflet for that person because he may not have time to leaflet all the time either to tell people where the station is and how to listen. And if you're not taking your scrap paper and printing on the back of it and just sending it out and doing all you can, then you're not doing enough. That's about my only little rant. A couple good movies, of course, is V for Vendetta. The movie that Bruce Willis was in, William Wallace, I can't remember the name of that movie. And,
Braveheart with Mel Gibson,
right.
Yeah, great movie.
And
then
sit down some people that are denying that the 911 was an inside job, get them to watch a movie called The Last Kiss Goodnight, where they talk about blaming the Islamist fascists for blowing up some buildings in New York City area.
Right.
And that's called The Long Kiss Goodnight. The last one is watch River Queen. It's about the indigenous people fighting off the Brits down in New Zealand area. And it takes place back, I guess, right before World War One. And it's a pretty good movie. I think that's the time period, either before or after. There's a lot of things you can do for yourself to protect yourself. You can put in a heavier door. You know, you want to put yourself a ghetto door in the front and back, make it harder to come in. You want to put silent alarms outside, so when somebody's sneaking up to your place, you'd be prepared so you can lock and load. You want to put window film on your windows to keep them from easily breaking and seeing in. Those are just some of the things to protect your home. Your home is your castle, so why make it easy for the buggers to come in and get you and snatch you without a fight? Because if you can stand them off, if we all stand them off, then we stand a better chance than being picked off one by one. Another thing on the silver thing, I don't think they'll win in court because the way that things are going right now, I don't think there'll be an America around by the time this gets to the court system, the way things are going so fast. You know, that's the worst case scenario. You know, maybe you can put your hopes in winning that in court, but the enemy is hoping to draw this out, and even if they do lose in court, people will be afraid to get back into the market of the silver.
Right, and the other thing too. I mean, this whole thing today, it was designed basically to rob them of any ability to fight.
Well, it also kills the business.
Sure, it takes it away from them, and now they have to make the choice between day to day survival or do you continue the fight.
You know, if they get it all back, people get scared. Oh, I'm going to be on a list someplace and things like that. And you patriots out there, you need to go out and buy something called a thumb drive. And keep all your valuable information on this thumb drive and never keep any valuable information on your PDAs, your phones, or your computer. And then when you're done with that, when you're sitting at your computer, you're done with that, download all your private information and information about other patriots and hide that friggin' thumb drive so hard that they can't find it. And when you're ready to save more data, you do it that way. It's a little thumb drive, so you won't be able to find them anywhere. And
yeah, when it comes to the list thing, John, I knew the very first time I fired a microphone and started talking about this stuff, I knew my life as I knew it was over.
Well,
I'm on probably every damn list known to man.
You're right. Well, the thing is, everybody's on a list because they want to take out 95% of us. So if you don't have the organs they want, or if you're not a beauty queen, you're down the tubes. Because they'll keep the organ people for the organs, the beauty queens, the rape. So, you know, you're already on a list that way. So you might as well speak up and fight.
So everybody else starts smoking and drinking. That way your organs aren't worth a hoot.
Yeah, you don't make yourself appealing when you go to prison.
Exactly. John, I appreciate the call.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Half hour to go. Catherine Montana is lined up in the wings. It's I Rant, You Rant, We All Rant Night. If you want to join us, 800-313-9443. Back in a minute. You're tuned in to the Midnight Ride.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear. And here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new, alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
The Healing Formula is an all-natural, patent-pending wound and skin care formula developed mainly for the treatment of pressure sores and diabetic ulcers. The formula was developed by a home caregiver with more than 30 years' experience. We use the finest ingredients available, including certified organic aloe vera gel with all the beneficial enzymes intact and food-grade hydrogen peroxide. The Healing Formula works from the inside out, oxygenating the affected area, stopping the spread of infection, and decreasing pain while promoting healing. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com. The Healing Formula has proven effective in other areas of skin care as well, such as abrasions, rashes, and the treatment of pyorrhea, gingivitis, ear infections, and much more. The Healing Formula comes with an unconditional money-back guarantee if you're not completely satisfied. We offer a free sample to all nursing homes, home caregivers, and nurses. It is our sincere hope that the Healing Formula will help you or your loved ones to avoid any more unnecessary pain. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com.
Phones are lining up here, so if you want to join us, need to get in now, 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443 on You Rant, I Rant, We All Rant Night. Catherine in Montana, welcome to the program.
Hi, Mike. Excuse my voice and cough drop again, but I'm glad you're healing up. I have a lot of rants, but I'll be fast here.
Okay,
I think everybody should call Congress tomorrow about this raid. I think they should call the mainstream media, even though I don't pay attention to it, but everyone should call them about the raid and theft of this place. I think there's more to the story, but they're doing it because of the Ron Paul situation, talking about the Federal Reserve, the gold and silver standards, all of that. I think the people should also hang up and then dial back, keep those lines busy about S-1959 that was... is being, discussed in the Senate now, along with that Gun Owners of America situation with the Veterans Disarmament Bill. Keep every line busy. Call the mainstream media. just go on and on about this. And then the icing on the cake, I think people should go down to their banks when they get paid on Friday, or if they have their retirement checks go in, and take out a whole bunch of money, if they've got it, and go down and buy silver or gold. If they can't afford gold, buy silver. You can buy the, you know, coins or bullion or whatever. Right. If worse comes to worse, buy sterling, flatware, anything, and make a point about this. I am so ticked off right now, you have no idea.
I think
I'm
a lot
serious.
Of people are. I think a lot of people are very upset. I'm upset about this. I mean, because it's – we sit and watch this over and over and over. We watch it with Ed and Lane Brown. Now we watch it with these people, the folks that were making the gun kits.
Absolutely.
They get raided for absolutely no reason whatsoever. They've committed no crime. They've been charged with nothing. And now, you know, they have to sit and fight just to get back what they had.
And the thing is I'd like to read something very, very fast to you, okay?
Sure.
I read it one time to John Stadtmiller when I first discovered RBN. It's a Samuel Adams quote, one of our founding fathers.
Huh?
And it says, "If ye love wealth better than liberty, the tranquility of servitude better than the animating contest of freedom, go home from us in peace. We ask not your counsels or your arms. Crouch down and lick the hands which feed you. May your chains set lightly upon you, and may posterity forget that you were our countrymen."
I wholeheartedly agree.
I'm serious about the bank thing. I really am very serious. And the more I thought about this today, I mean, I'm watching a money market fund with my pension go down, the CD's up for renewal. I am basically ready to say, you know, screw it. I mean, I'm retired, but my husband, groom, is not retired. But it just really, really, really ticks me off. And they always talk about the 3 G's, gold, guns, and ground, or land, whatever. This is really, really upsetting. There are people hurting across this country. I may send you an email about this. People are losing their homes. I mean, I am not in that situation. I sold my house back east before I retired out here. At this point, we do not own property. We're looking. But I do know people who have lost their homes and have had medical situations where they can barely afford their insurance premiums, and illegal aliens can go in and get treated free at these hospitals with all these access programs. They can get treatment. They can get medicine. They can get all kinds of stuff. But hardworking people who are not ready to retire or choose not to retire are losing it, can't keep up their insurance premiums for medical situations, worse off, you know, homeowners and you know, flood damage and flood insurance and all this. I can't even talk straight. I'm so ticked after the phone calls tonight. But people can get something who have been on the dole forever and ever and ever and not worked. And people have worked all their lives, 1, 2, 3 jobs, raised a family, did everything right, served in the military or did not serve in the military, crossed their T's, dotted their R's, are just getting, how will I put this politely?
The shaft.
They're getting screwed without benefit of orgasm. Is that a good way of putting it?
Well, I mean, there's no foreplay, there's no kiss, there's no nothing.
There's nothing. There's nothing. And it's just terrible. It's terrible, and it's not just in Florida or in the Great Lakes farm lake country. It is across this country, and you should check out the mortgage imploder meter, one of the links I put up way back when. I'll try to send it to you in an email along with the hedge fund imploder. But the thieves that keep devaluing our dollar just to boost up the stock market, and there's so much manipulation there, they should just... I can't say what I want to say, but they should be held for treason.
Yeah, I mean, they've killed this country.
They've totally killed it. They've totally killed it. Just, I cannot see how the news the mass media, I'm so angry I can't even talk straight, how the mass media portrays that everything's so hunky-dory, the stock market's doing so great and this, that, and whatever, and they talk about the unemployment rates. And, Mike, those are people who are off the rolls or they're working two or three jobs. They're people that go in and need help, and they can't get jack squat because they say, well, sorry, you own your home, or even if it's not totally paid for, you have property, you have assets. And yet some slob who's never worked hardly any years, not even 10 years, can go in and get Medicaid and free housing and free insurance and all of this.
Yeah, look what they did. Look what they did to families. They told families, look, if you've got a man in the house, we can't help you. So how many couples got divorced or the man left so the family could get what they need? Kids end up growing up without a dad, end up out on the streets, running around like a bunch of hellions, and end up in freaking jail.
That's right. That's right. It's just, I have so much to say, and I know that most people see where I'm coming from, and I can hardly talk straight. Just hearing people that I know very close who are losing their homes, who are barely making their insurance premiums, and they can't get help. And, Mike, it's not right.
I know it's not right. I know it's not, and it's going to be our job to fix it.
Yep.
And how we're going to do all this, I don't know. Well, there's so much work to do just getting the country back is not going to be enough. That's just the start.
Well, I'm serious about this bank thing. I'm not kidding you here. I think that would scare the bejesus out of them. I really do. I think that people should say enough's enough. And I told some of these people tonight on the telephone call, I told them, I said, well, you know, if illegal aliens can go in and get this free stuff, and all of this, I said, why can't you? I said, you're losing your home. You can't get this. You can't get that. I mean, I know people who have been on the dole, and when my late husband was dying of cancer, he had to wait for that elimination period with Social Security. You know, you have to be totally unable to perform your job for 5 or 6 months. You know what I'm talking about.
Right.
The fine print. I mean, I know my brother used to work for Social Security. He was a very big person way back, you know, in the 60s and so forth. He's older than I am and retired. But anyway, he's really down on it too. But anyway, I know people who get all this, and I said, well, he's dying. I said, well, by the time he goes in to even have an appointment, and by that time he'll be dead. And they said, well, you can have your appointment, and it was like the day after Christmas, and he died January 2nd. I said, you know what? He's dying. He won't even be able to make it. Well, ma'am, you can come in. I said, screw you.
Yeah.
Now, you tell me something's wrong with this country when a veteran who served over 20-some years along with a non-government job from Vietnam through First Gulf War and got out in Clinton's time, did all the right thing, never collected a cent of unemployment, worked his butt off as I did, built a house, did everything but lay the brick and put up the frame. And I'm not bullshitting you, Mike. And you can't get this or that. And yet these people can walk in and get all kinds of free stuff. And they don't pay into the system. They can get it. Oh. And then they don't even find the employers who hire them and the corporations. Something's wrong, Mike.
Yeah, it's certainly wrong. Catherine, I appreciate your call.
I didn't mean to ramble, and I probably sound like some crazy middle-aged
crop
lady here, but I am so pissed. It's
your frustration is and your anger is shared by many. I mean, this is rapidly
the system screws the hard, honest, working American or legal immigrant. Legal, I said.
Right.
And they give amnesty to criminals, illegal aliens, along with the corporations who hire them, and we don't have the jobs. The job market statistics are wrong.
It's
gone.
Catherine, people are off of
unemployment, or they're working two or three jobs, and that's a fact. I know that's a fact, Mike.
Yeah, I know. I've got two other calls I got to get to,
Okay,
Catherine.
God bless
you.
Continue to heal.
I will. You have a great night.
Bye-bye.
Rick in Nevada. Bye-bye. Rick in Nevada, welcome to the program. Thanks for holding.
Thanks, Mike. I'm prepared to back up Catherine and call Congress tomorrow to vet my outrage at the criminal raid on Liberty Dollar. Are you?
Sure. Excellent. I think it's a great idea.
Yeah. I'm also calling about the Kucinich bid to impeach Cheney, and I called the Rick Adams show earlier tonight to urge Rand Paul to talk to his father about crossing the aisle and working with Kucinich to take Cheney the hell out of office.
Yeah, but who's the scary little Darth Vader mini-me are you going to put in his place? I mean, you know, I think, yeah, they need to go. I mean, legally, we're bound by the law to get rid of these guys. And regardless of who gets put in, I mean, hell, if we have to impeach them all just one at a time, then we do it.
Cheney's got to go first.
Yeah, because he's the guy running the show.
Yeah. And he's pulling Bush's strings, and Bush is just itching for attacking Iran. And if once Iran is attacked, all bets are off, man. We're probably looking at that nuclear exchange.
Oh, yeah, because, I mean, Russia's already said, you attack Iran, you've attacked us.
Yes, and here's the thing. You see, the United States, what we have here brewing is a perfect storm, and the coming together of the U.S. first strike capability and first strike planning and strategy being planned and led by people like Cheney and the yes men that he surrounds himself and surrounds Bush with. They're closing the curtain of capability to strike and take out all of the ICBMs in Russia and China in their silos.
Right.
And once they do that, they are prepared for a limited retaliatory strike because not all of those silos are going to be destroyed. They're prepared to take the hit. They'll be in their bunkers safe and sound, and a lot of us will be dead because of nuts like Cheney and Bush being allowed to run roughshod. I think we need to really urge Paul to work with Kucinich. Together, they could get it done. That would be a powerful combo.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, you know, I know that in essence, you know, impeachment is just going to bring another thug about. But I think, you know, that we've got to, if we believe the law, and we want to go back to the law, that we've got to use the law when we can use it, and then when we have to break the rules, by God, we'll break the rules because they do too. Well, I think we use every tool at our disposal at this point.
Rand Paul said that his dad is looking at it carefully, and he's prepared. If I understand Rand Paul correctly, his father's prepared to work with and vote with Kucinich on this. I think you need to let the Constitution work, and getting Cheney out of there, that's a part of it. That's an important part of it.
Yeah, because I mean, he believes that there is no constitution, and it's just the unitary executive and total presidential or dictatorial powers. I mean, that's what he has said about. That's been his entire career for 30 years.
What we do in these years, and I'm talking about late 2007 and through 2008 and the coming presidential term, if there's going to be a next presidential term post Bush.
Yeah.
What we do is going to be scrutinized very closely by history. We need to step up to the plate. We need to do the right things.
And they're very well. Rick. There very likely may not be anybody around left to write the history.
That I sincerely hope does not come to pass. But again, there are people who do hold the levers, and they can be removed by lawful means.
Yeah.
We have to urge those who are in the position to carry out their duties, their constitutional duties, to step up and do those duties. I indicated to Rand Paul that his father has taken a step of faith by running for office, but he should take a leap of faith and work with Kucinich, go across the aisle, help him impeach Cheney, put it in God's hands.
Well, 43% of Americans said, 43% of Americans say that Cheney ought to be impeached. A third say Bush ought to be impeached.
Yeah.
I mean,
the popular backing is there. But even if it weren't, I say you always do the right thing.
Exactly, exactly. And I think in the respect with our Congress, we have to continue to give them the opportunity to do the right thing.
Yep.
Because if we don't, I mean, just sitting around waiting for them to do the next stupid thing, other than come with, take away our freedoms and liberties, we're just asking for it. We need to stay in their face. I appreciate the call,
Mike,
Rick.
I'm going to get out of your way and make room for another caller, and I hope you download my Allman Brothers band, and Dwayne Allman, brother.
I sure will.
All right,
I saw the link in the chat room. Thanks. We're going to grab Deloitte in Idaho here. Just after the break, we'll let him have the entire next segment here. That's about 4 minutes long, but because we've got about 40 seconds of the break here, and wouldn't be able to do him justice at all. Yeah, 43% of Americans are fed up and said impeach him. He needs to go, and 34% say Bush needs to go. Bush's number's down to like 23% popularity. Cheney's like near single digits. Congress, last I checked, was like 11% popularity. These guys are just, but yeah, they need to be given the opportunity to do the right thing. And if they don't, then we send them home. And we just start voting them out en masse. Back in a minute. Deloitte in Idaho will be around the corner. Here on I Rant, You Rant, We All Rant.
The priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Final segment here on tonight's program here on the Midnight Rider. Let's go straight to Deloitte in Idaho. Deloitte, thank you so much for holding.
Mike, you're on the Midnight Rider. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing great. For
for one gold coin, for 1 ounce of gold, you can set up a micro-broadcasting system.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I've been on the air for approximately 2 weeks now. I did a little bit of shopping around, and I got some good deals. I'm only going out milliwatts right now.
Right.
But I'm covering 16 square miles. And
no
I consider that pretty good. I got a really good antenna.
How high is the stick?
It just takes a little bit of shopping and a little bit of research into what it takes to get out. And I've got a really good antenna that'll handle up to 50 watts. I can't put up a 150 or 200 watt system. I just don't think that's really required. I was in the Navy and I was working with 500 and 1,000 watt transmitters, and I was going across the ocean with that.
Right.
And but for under $800, somebody can put up a micro broadcaster, and if we have these little stations all over, we can really kick some butt and we can get the word out. And
mm-hmm.
I'm working on getting some more power out, but I encourage anybody who wants to do something to do this. A satellite receiver and an FM transmitter and a really good antenna, and you can really get the word out to people. And
yeah.
I'm looking forward to even putting a little bit more amperage out, a little bit more wattage out, and hopefully I'm going to get over into Spokane, where there's a couple hundred thousand people that are just dying to hear the type of information that RBN puts out.
Yeah, there you go. And hey, every little bit helps. I mean, you start with milliwatts, and it becomes watts, and then tens of watts. Then, eventually down the road, you come across a piece of equipment that you can pick up for nothing. And the next thing you know, you're at 150 or 200 watts. It's just, it's just a matter of getting started,
yep.
And getting going. And I've had a micro project laying around here for a while. Plus, the micro still isn't up here. I've got to get busy with that, to try to help them get that back up here in Oklahoma City, because we're just devoid of it. And I quite frankly miss it. And it's good information. It was waking people up. I mean, the station had been on the air maybe 2 or 3 months. There was an event planned here in Oklahoma City. 50 people showed up just based on people who had heard it on the radio.
Cool.
That's a good deal. And I mean, this has impact, and it will work, and it will put us right in their own front yard, so we can start smacking them and going toe to toe with them, as opposed to having to react. We can act. And that's the one thing that we've lacked in our little arsenal, is the ability to act.
Well, I'm looking forward to more people becoming aware of what's going on, and
yeah.
They find out about what happened to the Liberty Dollar and Ed and Elaine Brown, and I was up here when they started messing around with Randy Weaver, and it's just been going on. It's been going on for literally hundreds of years.
Oh yeah, the thuggery is. Is not new. Just the faces have changed, the names have changed, the countries have changed. Just all still the same. It's man in his cruelty towards other men. Deloitte, I appreciate the call. Glad you're on the air.
Thank
Excellent.
You. You have a great night.
Hey, you too. Yeah, it's man's inhumanity towards each other, and we've got to stop it. Not just for this country to take this country back, but folks, what we do here. In the coming months, in the coming years, it really will affect the world, the entire world. Find somebody you love and look them straight in the eye and tell them that you love them. Spend some time with your kids, your friends, your family, folks. That's why we're fighting to save this country. Everybody have a great night. Love y'all.